First-year Washington coach Mike Hopkins saw how Kansas dissected Syracuse's vaunted 2-3 zone defense last week, so he made a couple of tweaks to his own version before facing the Jayhawks last night. Primarily, Hopkins stretched the zone to take away the three-pointer, and it worked to perfection. The Huskies frustrated the Jayhawks' dangerous lineup of deep threats and picked up a 74-65 victory over number 2 Kansas. Fifth-ranked Florida followed a performance Coach Mike White called the epitome of soft with an even bigger flop. Andre Jackson scored 23 points and Cameron Crutwig added 14 as Loyola of Chicago stunned the Gators 63-59 last night, sending them to their third straight loss. Tristan Simpson matched his career high with 18 points. Trey Birch Manning added 17 and 9 rebounds as South Dakota took over in the second half as they knocked off Drake 93-65. Elsewhere in men's basketball, it was Simpson downing Dubuque last night 83-78. Kyle Wagner, the former ICAM Manning star, had 2 points and 3 rebounds in the victory for Simpson. Top 25 college men's basketball last night. It was number 11 North Carolina over Western Carolina, 104-61, and 13th-ranked Xavier knocked off Kent State, 96-70. The Iowa State women fell to Iowa, who improved to 8-1 overall by the score of 61-55 last night up at Hilton Coliseum. The Cyclones were plagued by a cold shooting performance as they were just 18 of 61 from the field, including 7 of 26 from behind the arc. Iowa State was led by junior Bridget Carlton, who poured in 17 points, including 11 of 12 from the free throw line. Adrian Camber scored 11 points, followed by a career-high 10 from Bride Kennedy Hopet. Carlton also dished out a career-high 6 assists. Elsewhere in women's basketball last night, Kaylee Rasmussen had 2 points for Simpson as the Simpson women fell to Dubuque 88-86. It was Northwestern College over Dort 73-68. Former South Central Calhoun star Haley Burks had 6 points, 2 rebounds, 4 steals, and former Arweva star Paige Danner added 5 points and 4 rebounds. Newell Fonda's Renee Manaman had 11 points, 11 assists in the victory. Northwest Missouri State fell to Missouri Western last night 77-48 for former Kemper star Maria Dettlinger at a couple of minutes for Northwest Missouri State. BV Buena Vista got 6 points, 2 rebounds, 3 blocks from former ICAM Manning star Morgan Mulbauer last night, but they fell to Grandview 83-60, and it was Omaha over UNI 78-74. San Francisco Giants feel they have the pieces to acquire reigning NL MVP Giancarlo Stanton. Giants general manager Bobby Evans confirmed on San Francisco's flagship radio station that the club has reached the parameters of a potential trade for the Marlin outfielder. Evans added that the specifics of the deal weren't something they were comfortable in revealing, but he added their terms with the Marlins are clear. Willie Taggart's contract as Florida State's new head football coach will pay him $30 million over 6 years. The university released a letter of understanding signed by Taggart after he was announced as the Seminoles' new coach on Wednesday. Florida State will also pay the nearly $1.4 million he still owes South Florida and $3 million owed to Oregon as part of the buyouts of his previous contracts. And Arkansas hired SMU's Chad Morris as its new football coach after the two sides worked out a 6-year deal, $21 million package. The former Texas high school coach and former Clemson offensive coordinator replaces Brett Bielema, who was fired. NBA scoreboard last night in overtime. Orlando took care of Atlanta 110-106. It was Cleveland over Sacramento 101-95. Indiana down Chicago 98-96. Boston knocked off Dallas 97-90. Milwaukee beat Detroit 104-100. Golden State took care of Charlotte 101-87. And San Antonio took care of Miami as well 117-105. Local basketball coming up for you tonight. Glenn Ralston heads to ACGC down at Guthrie Center. I'll have the doubleheader for you tonight on 93.7 KKRL with that girls game getting underway at 6 o'clock. ESAC, meanwhile, entertains OABCIG for a doubleheader. John Ryan will have that doubleheader for you on Kick 106.7 beginning at 6 o'clock. In wrestling, Carroll and Dennison Schleswiger at Boone, Coon Rapids Bayard and ACGC are at Bedford, and South Central Calhoun entertains Pocahontas area, Southeast Valley, and GTRA. And that's a look at sports. Jeff Blankman reporting.